Ready? Gondi and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Nick Gill has just started a children's band called The Quokkas, and they've released a bunch of songs. So we wanted to chat to him about it. Hello, Nick.
Hello, guys. How are you going this morning?
Mate, we're so good. So you are a breakfast radio personality in Newcastle. That's your main gig.
Yeah, doing the same hours as you guys.
Are you looking to ditch the early morning alarms, ditch the breakfast radio and just make a packet off this kids band? Because when I think kids bands, I think the Wiggles straight away. I mean, I know that's the top. I'm sure High Five's made some decent coin as well, but could be onto something here, Nick.
Well, I mean, look, we're actually not doing it for the money. I can get into that as well. But
sure. They've
made more than Coldplay in some years,
I think.
The Wiggles.
Amazing.
That's insane.
Like if we're going to talk finances, there is room in the market for somebody to take at least a small slice of that pie and
that
still do okay.
True. So how did this idea of the Quokkas come about?
Well, look, not to get too heavy, guys, but I've got 3-year-old twins, my wife and I, and we were looking at everything that was happening in 2020, like all the protests and a little bit of like humanity just losing its way a bit.
Yeah.
And we thought, how can we raise our twins to be just a little bit more accepting and a little bit more inclusive than our generation was? And I thought, well, I write music, maybe kids are into music. We can just have some music that's got some really great, simple messaging. So we've got some songs like Everybody's Welcome, which is just about, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from. Everybody's welcome in my house.
And, I love this.
And Different Families, which is, you know, so many people just think of the nuclear family and kids aren't really taught otherwise. So just like everybody's family looks different, guys. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
We've got a little bit of it. Let's have a listen here.
Let's listen to this.
This is Different Families. Here we go. Got us going on here, Nick.
It's great,
man. Hands up in the air. We're swaying.
It's so
thanks,
good.
Guys. And it's kind of like, it's like sneaky learning as well. Yeah. You know, hopefully they're just dancing and singing along, whereas secretly it's just like, guys, hey, you're learning something here. You're becoming a more inclusive person. So that's kind of the plan.
Tell me then, Nick. What do they learn from the song, That's Not a Fish?
Well, that's obviously a series of things that aren't fish.
Right.
And so it'll help them correctly identify things that are and aren't fish.
Let's have a little listen to That's Not a Fish. Here it is.
I say meow, meow, and I purr real loud.
That's not a fish.
That's a cat.
That's not a fish.
I say woof, woof, and you pat me good.
That's not a fish.
That's a dog.
That's not a fish.
Animal identification, guys.
Dude, it's early learning. It's very important. I think this is. I think kids are genuinely going to learn stuff from listening to that. Hey, Nick, as a parent, I would like to say thank you so much. It's nice to have something else on high rotation in the car. But I've got a couple of suggestions for you. I don't know if you're still in writing stages or if you want some other suggestions for, you know, your next album. But
please.
These aren't necessarily super educational, but I think that kids might relate. Something that my son says a lot when we're driving in the car going past a construction site is, ooh, digger, digger, big digger, digger. I thought that could be a good title for something about diggers or construction site.
Mate, this is gold. This is prime. The 3-year-olds love their diggers.
Okay.
If you go past any construction site,
ooh,
they love it.
Digger.
Tick, I'm going to put that one into the pipeline. I'll send it to you when it's done.
I've got two more. So the other one, so we go for family bike rides in the afternoons together. And Glenn, my husband, has a little front mount toddler seat and I've got the sort of rear mount toddler seat. We always ask Henry, do you want to go on mum's bike or dad's bike? And he goes, like 9 times out of 10, dad's bike, ding, ding. And the reason he likes dad's bike is because he can reach the bell with his little stubby fingers and go ding, ding while we're riding along. He can't get the bell on the back of my bike.
Right, I've got to be careful there, I think. Like ring daddy's bell could have other connotations. That
if
might
you're
be
a
more
sicko,
of
yeah, totally.
Yeah, like... Dad's like that might be more of an Ariana Grande area. But if we can change the lyrics, maybe
okay.
Clear what we're talking about.
This is a brainstorm. Meal.
I feel like you're really leaning into the first one. What's the first one? The builder dubba dubba doo one?
Digger digger.
Yeah, that's the money right there, Nick. Yeah. If we could hear that whenever you've got it, we would love to hear
it. And when he sees a digger, this is how he says it. Nick, he goes, "Ooh, digger." Like he's very excited about the diggers.
Love to hear
I'm sure your twins are the same.
All right, I'll tell you what, Maz. I love the ideas. If you can send me that grab of you just there going, "Ooh, digger," I'll put something together for you. Give me a deadline and I'll send it through.
Do it.
What if I go one better? What if I record Henry saying, "Ooh, digger," and
Brilliant.
Send that to you and you put that in the song?
Done. All right,
Nick.
When do you want it by?
By tomorrow. Let's go. No, we want it by. What about end of the year? Could we do it? 3 weeks? Is that
end
enough?
Of the year?
Is 3 weeks enough?
All right. Yep. Sure. When do you break up? What's
18th,
the date?
December 18th.
18th. I'll send you a home demo by the 18th. Send me Henry's little piece and then it'll be done.
You're the best.
All right. Let's lock this in. The Quokkas is what we're going to hear by the end of the year. Everybody's Welcome is the name of the EP as well. If you're listening right now with kids, this is for you. We've already heard That's Not a Fish. We've already heard Different Families.
I love Different Families.
We need to end here, Nick, with a little bit of Outside the Car, shall we?
Please.
Here it is. Outside the Car from the Quokkas, guys. Nick Gill.
Honk, honk, honk. I can see a truck.
Honk, honk, honk.
What can you see?
A big, big truck.
Outside the car.
She's already singing along. Nick Gill.
The hard one to learn.
From the Quokkas.
Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate the support.
Gaundy and Maz.
I encountered a crying lady at Bunnings yesterday. Hysterical crying.
Hysterical crying in Bunnings.
In the middle of Bunnings, yeah. And I wasn't sure what to do about it. She was just like, "Oh my God, I'm losing it." And she starts crying, like this sort of like wailing kind of wailing cry.
Were there many people around? Like, was it peak Bunnings or was it just you?
Peak Bunnings, big Bunnings. And we all sort of looked around. I'm looking at the lady. I'm thinking, what do we do here? This lady's lost her mind. What is it? Nothing more intriguing than someone who just bursts into tears on the spot. You don't know what's going on.
Was she okay?
Yeah, so when she finally pulled it together, because I was just sitting there watching it all unfold.
You didn't go over and offer any help or a tissue.
I wanted to wait and see. I didn't know what the
stand back and just let it unfold. Yep.
She was losing it because she had just read the news that the WA borders were opening up to New South Wales and she was able to see her family members for Christmas and she didn't know if it was going to happen or not. So she read the news on the spot.
And that was her reaction.
She was like, burst into tears. She said,
I haven't
seen him in so long. Just burst into tears. And then she's telling everyone in Bunnings, people she didn't even know. She was like, I get to see my family in
That's
WA.
Amazing,
she was yelling it down. She lost her mind.
That's amazing. What a beautiful moment.
I feel bad though.
Now.
Because I got annoyed at her.
Why? Because she stole your thunder? Because that means you don't have to quarantine in Queensland for 2 weeks now, which you've already planned to do.
We have paid to go to Brisbane for 2 weeks, Airbnb. We've paid for extra expensive flights. We're paying over $600 to get our dog on a flight. It is not a cheap trip to go via Queensland.
And all of that now. So the trip to Brisbane... You're heading off on Friday to Bris Vegas.
Yes.
You've locked into an Airbnb for 2 full weeks with Patch. You're then flying Patch.
Yes.
Which is a few $100, right?
More expensive from up there than from, closer to home for some reason. I'm not sure why.
So getting Patch over to WA so you can see Jamie's family.
So you can
hang out with the family over Christmas. And now, after yesterday's news, you've realised you could have just hung at home and then just hot-tailed it to the airport.
Didn't have to do any of it. So we've gone the most expensive route.
It's too late to cancel, isn't it?
Well, it's too late to cancel. And back when we booked, we didn't know at the time. that they were going to make this announcement.
And I remember
so we had
you,
it locked away.
You spent a lot of time laboring on this decision.
Yeah.
And I think you did the right thing.
Absolutely.
Because you've guaranteed yourself
yep.
the opportunity to get over to WA for Christmas. And that yep. was all about safeguarding that trip because you wanted to get there for yeah. Christmas. So even though the borders are now open and all that money is a massive waste.
For nothing. Could have just gone straight via, you know, just
it's
straight.
Fine.
So look.
Do you know what? I'm surprised you didn't break down crying with the news, but for
almost
a different reason.
So to that lady in Bunnings, I'm happy for you.
Why were you annoyed at her?
I'm happy for her. Well, because
she doesn't have to quarantine.
She just gets to go straight and she's like overjoyed and I've got to do all these other things. I've got to drive 10 hours to Brisbane to make it happy. So to the lady in Bunnings, I'm happy for you.
Yes.
But get stuffed. That's what I thought when she was crying yesterday. I was like, oh, geez.
You're going to be the angriest person in Brisbane next week, hey?
God.
You're just going to be there going,
I'm happy for you, lady.
This is a waste of my time and money.
2 weeks in Brisbane can't go wrong, yeah?
It'll be fine.
I mean,
It'll be great. You will really, really enjoy your time there. Make the most of it.
We will. Don't worry.
The Wellness Rebellion.
Well, week two into the Wellness Rebellion, guys. It's a 4-week plan that I've put together to help you guys get a little bit closer to your health and wellness goals before the end of the year. And all I've asked you to do is identify one thing that you either want to stop doing or one thing that you want to start doing to help you feel a little bit better. Gawndy, how's your meditation going every morning?
Back on track.
Excellent.
I slipped over the weekend, but I'm back on track. You know what's interesting about doing this is because we talk about it on the show, obviously, a lot of people are asking me about it.
That's cool.
Oh, how's the meditation going, mate? You good?
Do you feel like it's helping you sleep better? You've got more energy in the day. Have you noticed? I mean, it's only been a week and a half, 2 weeks nearly.
Meditation is something I've done sort of sporadically,
on and off, but
sort of consistently day in, day out. It sets me up for the morning, which is good.
That's cool.
Because, you know, we get up early.
Get up early and you've got to bring your A game.
Yeah, but also like it's like anyone, I guess. You wake up and the minute that you wake up, you're thinking of all these things you've got to do, whether it be work or the kids or whatever. Or your mind just goes straight into overdrive straight away. So it's a good little settler in the morning.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, Sarah is part of the Wellness Rebellion. Hello, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So good. So can you tell everybody what your one thing that you wanted to start doing during this Wellness Rebellion 4-week program was?
Self-care.
Yeah, self-care. Oh, I love this. So how are you trying to jam this into your schedule? How busy are you?
Well, I've got 5 kids.
Wow.
So
oh, my gosh.
Flat out.
Nice. That's
yes.
Oh, my God, that gives me anxiety even hearing that.
How old? What like sort of age bracket are we talking?
Well, I've got 3 older stepkids.
Yeah.
They're 15, nearly 12 and 10.
Great.
Time for them to move out.
2 babies.
Yes.
I've got 2 babies and they're nearly 2 and 7 months.
Oh, babe, that is a full house.
So you
trying to find 5 minutes to yourself is mission impossible.
Oh, it is. I'm usually staying up very late just so I could have some me time.
Yeah.
And my husband gets so upset, but I'm like, I need my time where I'm not chasing after kids.
And what I find too, and this is, I think, a common trap that happens when you become a parent, you get so consumed with your kids, you forget about you. But if
Definitely.
You actually fill up your love bucket first, you're going to be a better parent. You're going to be a better mom. You're going to be a better wife because you've looked after number
exactly.
one. It's that whole thing of like, you know, if you ever get on an aeroplane, they say if the oxygen masks come down, put your mask on first and then help others around you. That's what I think self-care is. It's putting your mask on first so that you can be like with it enough to help everybody else that depends on you. So are you taking time in the morning or the evening to jam in this self-care?
Evening, because in the morning I'm absolutely so flat out with the baby straight away. It's kind of, and I hate getting up early. I absolutely hate it. And they're actually so good that way. Like they're still sleeping.
What time? Okay, so 7:30 and they're still in bed.
Yeah. Elliot's still, like, he usually sleeps till about 9, 9.30.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That's incredible.
So you wouldn't want to get up half an hour earlier to get that little bit of extra time, no?
Not particularly.
That's all right.
I hate getting up so early. Like, even, like, my little one, she's still getting up during the night. So it's kind of, if I can sleep a little bit longer, I'm going to be so much nicer during the day.
And the thing with this is, if you really genuinely hate getting up early, don't get up early because it's not going to work for you. So you've got to find what's going to work. So I wanted to just give you a few little things that in the, like, self-care, I think when people think of self-care, they're like, oh, day spas and massages. And it's just, when you're a busy mum, that's just not an option. But there are a couple of little things you can do in the evening in your sort of, like, wind down time. A bit of mindfulness practice for 5-10 minutes. Like, Gawndy, you've got the Calm app. That's what you're using.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. You can meditate at the end of the day. It doesn't just have to be a wake-up morning thing.
I like the guided stuff, Sarah, because it sort of tells you what to do rather than just sitting there wondering what to do. It sort of tells you.
Yeah, so
I kind of need that. So
7 days of focus, 7 days of calm, that kind of thing. The one thing that I love doing when I want to try and, you know, find 5 minutes to myself, Sarah, I love colouring in. And you can get these really amazing mindfulness colouring in books for adults. So you could do that with your kids. Maybe they might be a little bit little for colouring in, but colouring in I find is a good one. Now, there's something
definitely.
That I heard about the other day, and I would love you to try this one, but you might feel like a real weirdo. It's called a silent disco, for one, and it's where you put on your headphones, jam a tune so loud, and just dance around in your room for 3.5 minutes. And just the endorphins that you get from physically moving your body and dancing around will make you feel really good. It's close to 5 minutes of you time, and you get to hear a cool tune.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Silent disco for one. You might be like really pumped up after it though and not want to go to sleep. That might be a morning thing. I don't know.
It might be a morning thing, yeah.
That could
be
a good one to do with the kids as well, because they'll just be staring at you going, Mom, like, what are you doing? Dancing around the house like a nana.
Yeah, well, I'm usually dancing around the house with Wiggles, so that
there
sounds
you go.
Way better.
Okay, well, they're my tips for you, babe. It sounds like you're doing really great job, so just keep at it, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much.
Nice work. Signed up to the Wellness Rebellion. You can text wellness to 04800 18900. You get instant info on it, how it all works. It's very easy.
That's right. And if you've been thinking about joining and you haven't been sure and you feel like you've missed it, you can still join today. Just go back to week one, watch that lesson and start from today.
And Sarah?
Yeah.
Ever thought about just disappearing for a couple of days and not saying anything, just walking out the door and just who knows what happens?
Yeah, that would be lovely, but it never happens.
Great in theory, not in practice. Gawndy and Maz.
Gawndy and Maz. Summer yesterday kicked off. So it's really that time of the year now where everyone's going to their events. You got your Christmas parties. You got all that stuff happening right now.
It's officially the silly season.
Yeah,
the silly season is upon us.
And I say get amongst it, because it's been one of those years where we've had lockdowns and shutdowns and all this stuff. So I'm willing to accept anything and everything.
Your
I'm getting
calendar
out there.
Is getting full.
And last night I went to a movie premiere of a mate of ours, Jamie and I. Yes, his name is Daniel Widdowson.
Great. Is he the director or the starring actor?
He's in it. He's the director as well. He's done a lot of acting work.
Cool.
And he's also got a production company called Salt House Creative. But the movie last night was Equivocal Redemption. So he's got his big premiere last night.
Right.
He's put a lot of work into it. It's his baby.
Is there a red carpet?
It's his love. It's his pride and joy.
Is there a media wall? Paparazzi?
This is family and friends. So, but this is the first full screening of the movie.
This is like the full, VIP. Like, we're going to screen this to the ones that we love the most and then release it to the plebs.
Yep.
Sorry, that was just what people say in the film business.
Is that what they say?
Was not me.
Is that a term? Is it?
That's a quote. That's a direct quote from James Cameron.
So, you're right. I do remember James saying that. So we were lucky enough to get an invite last night.
After the non-pleb screening.
Yeah, because we're all plebs for having seen Titanic as well after James said that. But, yeah, so we went to the screening last night, 40-minute drive from our house, and we've gone out there. And I didn't know it was going to storm as it did last night.
Well, there
was storms.
Day of summer. I mean, what were you expecting? 31 during the day.
It was nice.
big old storm at night.
Yes, there were storms across New South Wales last night. I thought, it's not going to be that bad. But our dog freaks. Patch, he freaks in the storms. And we're there last night. We've gone in and done all the hellos. And then we're sitting in the movie and we start to hear these like cracks from above us.
It was gnarly. Like we heard some pretty intense thunder.
Heavy. Yeah. Heavy where we were last night. And I said to Jamie and I both looked at each other and we went, oh no.
Oh, Patchy's going to be freaking.
He tears the house down. Normally one of us is there or we have to sort of really pad up the place because he jumps on the kitchen bench and he literally rips the house down.
Oh, Patchy, I'm surprised you didn't take him to the movie premiere. You guys take Patch to everything.
That's true. And we would if we could.
Oh, did you ask? And no, then well, your director friend was like, no pets.
Well, like I said, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. So we left him and it really turned and went way worse than we thought it was going to be. Bad. So I said, Jamie and I both said, how do we, like, what do we do? We can't, this is his pride and joy. We just can't leave his movie halfway through.
Yeah, but Patch.
Awkward as.
But Patch.
I know, but the movie.
Patch is your family. Screw the movie. Watch the movie anytime. Go home. Get Patch. Make sure Patch is okay.
So luckily for us, and not so great for him, but the thunder shut down the movie at one point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and everyone was like, whoa, what's going on? The movie just went zoom.
Oh, no.
Shut down.
Full power
full
down.
Shut down. And I said to Jamie, this is it. This is where we need to go. And what we should do is I'm a big smoke bomber because I don't want to interrupt the person. I don't want to bring them down with my issues. He's there for his movie. I said, let's just get out of here. Let's smoke bomb. We'll message him and let him know about Patch and the storm situation.
Yeah.
So we come up with a plan. I leave first. Jamie walks out behind me second. And we've got this whole plan worked out for the smoke bomb.
I love that you didn't leave together just to so that people weren't sus.
No one
it would have looked like you were just going to the bathroom or
that's the
something
plan.
Like that.
Well, that's what we did first. Then we go down to the bar area. I'm standing there. He's not there to be seen. And then when Jamie comes down, Dan pops out of nowhere, whose movie it is.
Director Dan.
So I said,
it's
super awkward. I said, I've got to tell him. So we walked over to him and I said, man, this has nothing to do with your movie. This has nothing to do with the movie shutting down. I said, but my dog loses it in storms. And as the words come out of my mouth, I felt like it was like...
It sounds like a lie.
The dog ate my homework kind of vibe.
Like, I understand that it's a real excuse to leave a situation to go and look after your anxious dog.
Yes.
But... Yeah, when it's coming out of your mouth, you're like, he fully thinks that I am BSing him right now because I think his movie's crap.
So I just want to say, your movie's not crap. It's great.
Well, the part that you saw was great.
It was good.
You haven't seen the rest. It could have a real dumb ending. I don't know.
It was great up until that point, and I can't wait for the plebs to see it, like James Cameron said one time.
So guys, yesterday on the show, you all met Finn, who is our family elf on the shelf. I actually had to request yesterday that Finn come a day early because normally he comes to the house on the 1st of December, but I needed to get him 24 hours earlier to come to the radio station for everyone to meet him. So he's up, he's just hanging in the house now. And what I love about Finn is like you wake up in the morning and he's moved spots. He's sitting somewhere else just looking at everyone with his cute little beady eyes.
There'll be elves on the shelves all over South Wales.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I saw Husey post yesterday saying, and so it begins.
Yes, the elves are out in full force. And here's the thing. My little boy Henry is 20 months old and he met Finn for the very first time yesterday. Now, I wasn't home because I'm here doing the radio show. I'm not home when he wakes up. But my husband, Glenn, is because obviously there's a parent in the house.
Yeah, it's a big life moment you missed out on, though. I think of taking your first steps, first word, and meeting Finn.
And the mum guilt kicks into overdrive.
Yeah.
However, Glenn, being the amazing husband and father that he is, decided to record the moment on his phone that little Henry got out of his bedroom, walked into the living room, and in our living room, our telly is like on the wall, fixed on the wall, and little Finn had decided to just sit just with his hands just over the TV screen, and Henry walked out of his room, saw Finn for the first time, and this is the conversation that Glenn and Henry had. Now, just keep in mind, Henry's 20 months old, and he knows about 10 words. The conversation's pretty... It's pretty one way.
Is that a producer Matt level?
Oh, ouch.
He didn't take that well, did he?
That's a bit rough.
Oh, come on.
I think Matt knows.
Banter, guys. Bit of fun.
Matt knows a few
The mumbler.
The mumbler.
He's the mumbler.
So anyway, have a listen between the conversation between little Henry meeting Finn for the very first time and my husband Glenn yesterday.
Mimi!
What is it? Who's on the TV?
Mimi!
Is that Finn?
Finn.
Is he a little elf?
Oh.
Oh. What's he doing?
Finn.
Is he looking at you?
Yeah.
Yeah? He's making sure you're doing the right thing, isn't he?
Like.
Yeah. It's Finn.
Yeah, Finn.
So as you can tell at the moment, Henry's really good at just repeating words. And I think what he was trying to say at the beginning, I figured it out, it sounded like he was saying Mimi. He's saying TV.
Ah.
Yeah, he's going TV, TV, because there's something different about the TV because little Finn was on the TV. So they've met. And so now, all yesterday afternoon, all Henry wanted to do is sit in the lounge room and try and talk to Finn. Hello, Finn! And he's getting nothing back because Finn is an elf that doesn't communicate to humans. He only talks to Santa.
You're not allowed to take him off the TV and let them play together? Or you just
No, you don't. You're not allowed to touch the elf.
What, like a boundary, like around? You just don't go within that zone,
Finn,
is it?
Finn always, and this is his decision, but Finn always puts himself somewhere in the house where the kiddos cannot get to him. You know, like he invented social distancing, Finn did, because you're not allowed to get within a certain radius of the elf. So he sits up high, out of reach. He checks on all of the behaviour and then he reports back to Santa.
And what happens at the end of the month or Christmas or whatever it is?
He goes back to the North Pole,
mate. Yeah, but do the kids get sad?
Yes, we have a farewell party.
Farewell party.
We have a farewell party for Finn every year after Christmas and then he goes back to the North Pole and then on the 1st of December he rocks up again. It's a really beautiful little thing. It's like having a little exchange student for 4 weeks every year.
That you don't have to feed you leave him food out for Finn, are you?
We can just end the elf conversation right here and I sound like a normal person.
You ready? Gondi and Maz, the Hit Break the Show.